Ah, thank you, thank you, thank you, everyone, for the wonderful applause. That audience track is so wonderful. It's the same one every time. Gorgeous, gorgeous. Okay, hi, everyone. Welcome to the Kumina Cartoonist Podcast. This is your host, Marcus Gregory, and I'd like to thank you all for tuning in. Just want to remind you that the podcast is for mature audiences only, so I do say some dirty words, some nasty four-letter words. Oh, no, he's going to say it. Ew. Oh, God, I don't understand people in that crap. I don't. People cut. It's just words. The emphasis placed on it is about you, not everyone else. Okay, so first, just going to let you know, my chair's squeaky here. I'm working in a different, working in my other office desk right now because of, you know, fun stuff, complications, things happen, you know, it's people. It's just, let's just work together and get through it. I've had a kind of a crappy week. I posted one the last week's episode late. I apologize about that. It's been just kind of nuts. My kid's not sleeping at night, and I'm fucking exhausted right now. And it's not been easy. Hadn't been easy. Just one thing after another, man. It's just been stressful. And of course, as many of you know, taxes are coming up, which I don't want to do it, but I got to. So yeah, there's all that fun things happening right now. I'm still working on the comic strip, still prepping it for the syndication pitch. I'm hoping to have it done by, if not the end of this month, then the end of February. I just want to give myself a good portion of time because I'm working on quite a few things now. Trying to learn some Taekwondo. Yeah. What else? My cucumber plant died. It did. It's gone. It's gone. The humidity wasn't enough. As you know, it's very cold, so the air is rather thin outside, and cucumbers just were not growing. It's slowly dying right now. All the leaves are brown. All the leaves are brown. And the sky is gray. And I can't grow a fucking thing. I don't understand this shit. I mean, they make it seem so simple. I can get cucumbers at the store right now. Why can't I grow them in my house? And why are these little white dots on the bottom of the leaves? What the fuck is this shit? I didn't bring anything in. I haven't mowed the lawn. Huh? No one's mowing their lawn because, you know, it's fucking cold. Grass ain't growing. What the hell? The hell? I need to find a plant that needs no water. You know what I need? Plastic plants. That's what I need to do. But you can't eat plastic food, so the journey continues. Also, a friend invited me to go to a Comic-Con, which is the topic for tonight. Our hot topic. Hope you like the new intro that was made. That's me, in case you couldn't tell. And so, but before we get into that, let's go ahead and let's get into the news. Okay, so Detective Comics DC has released a new television show, The Legends of Tomorrow, which kind of a futuristic time traveling sci-fi bunch of fun with a bunch of basically like side DC heroes, you know, crappy ones that aren't that good enough to have their own series, or if they do have their own series, no one really reads it. So they decide to mish them all together into one television show called Legends of Tomorrow. Yeah, because they're so legends that nobody wants them. Anyway, it's got characters I know, like Captain Cold and Heatwave and the Atom and Hot Girl. I mean, there's some interesting characters in there, and a lot of the fans have been giving it a pretty positive thumbs up across the board. But I honestly haven't watched it yet. I'm waiting on that. I just like to wait because Arrow is pretty cool, but I just didn't have the time to get into it. I tried watching The Flash, and it's got some cool effects, but it's just a little too corny in some parts for me personally. I need more death. Which brings me into another bit about, speaking of DC comic books and the legends, Plastic Man. There have been rumors going around online about a Plastic Man movie or introducing Plastic Man into the Justice League films or into the TV shows, something. So there's been all this talk, and they're talking about David Tennant. You might remember him from Doctor Who. He was the Doctor. Supposedly he might be playing it. I don't know. It's all rumors right now. Nothing's been confirmed. The one thing that has been confirmed in the news is the X-Files is coming back. I believe they're doing like a 13-episode run. Not too big. It's already been confirmed by, you know, Anderson and Duchovny. And so, we're going to be seeing a new X-Files, folks. Way to go. All right. Yay! Yay! And that is the news for today. All right, so enough about that, but let's go ahead and get right on into tonight's Hot Topic.
It's your
Hot Topic, Hot Topic, Hot Topic tonight. Topic in your mouth.
Hey, you suck.
Okay, so let's say you want to go to a Comic-Con, or you made a comic book, or you want to kind of get out into the Comic-Con scene. So I've actually been at the tables. I've been with a few folks. I've been with vendors, and I've been in, with artists, like in the artist alley. So I can give you a few tips, a little bit of guidance into that world. First thing I'm just going to tell you off the bat, pick your con. And here's the thing, is there's a lot more cons than you think. A lot of people tend to go to their big Comic-Con, whatever the city's hosting, but there's a bunch of cons happening probably all around. I know I'm over here near the Dallas-Fort Worth area. There's a ton of cons. So, I mean, there's a Comic-Con completely dedicated to Doctor Who, you know? And there's another con that's completely dedicated to the show Supernatural. It's nuts. So, with that in mind, I know some people want to get out there. So, first thing, find your con and get yourself a table before it sells out. There are some cons that are so popular the tables sell out within a couple hours. And I can name two cons off the top of my head. Anime Con, or A Con, that happens over in Dallas. That one sells out really quickly. And the second one is Texas Frightmare Weekend. That's become the premier horror con. They sell out really quick. And what was funny is that they used to have, you know, trouble getting all their tables booked, and now they got too many. But so let's say you want to go to this Comic-Con, so you get your table, you pay your thing, you get your fee, get your instructions, and you show up. Now, what are you going to need to get there? There's a couple of things you have to find out. First of all, does your con give you a backdrop of any kind? Some provide like a black backdrop or something. Some don't provide anything. So you are definitely going to need a backdrop, because you're going to need a banner. People need to know who you are. You need to have something there. If you're doing your own little home company, or if you're just promoting yourself, you've got to have something up behind you showing you and your artwork and why people should stop by your frickin' table. So definitely please get a banner, some kind of a background standard to support it. Now, as I've talked in the last episode about fan art, this is a big thing at cons. They're poster prints. They're 11 by 17 inches, or tabloid size, if you want to get specific. And they're basically just prints of anything you've drawn or anything you've made. You know, so if you did like a picture of Spider-Man, you can make copies of that, and if people like it, they'll come and buy a copy from you. And this is typically where the majority of artists make their money, because it only costs you about a dollar or two per print, and you can sell them for 10 to 20 bucks and make your money back, you know. Well over. So make sure you've got your materials that you're going to sell. You got a banner to promote yourself. And then, of course, you're going to need a little bit of change for money. I also suggest getting a smartphone of some kind, or a tablet that you can run a credit card through. PayPal has a credit card reader that you can get for free. There's another company called Square Up. You can get their PayPal reader. So make sure you've got Wi-Fi, free Wi-Fi of some kind, so you can take credit card payments, because I see a lot of people lose sales because they don't take cards, and everyone carries plastic nowadays, so get in with it. The other big thing I'm going to tell you is to bring food, okay? You'd be surprised how many people don't fuck this up. People are just, oh, I'll just grab something nearby. Well, there's not always something nearby, and what ends up happening is they end up buying food there at the convention center, which is overpriced. You want to pay $8 for a fucking hot dog? That's your choice. Me, pack a fucking lunch, all right? It's not that hard. Or pick something up on the way that you know isn't going to go bad in a couple hours. Because here's the thing, and this is the tough part about working at a Comic-Con, it's selling. That right there is the hardest part. Because people, you get a lot of looky-loos. They come, oh, what's this? What do you got? Oh, what's here? Let me fliffle around and look through your little thing here. And they do that crap. But they don't buy anything, okay? The way you buy it is you have to sell it. You got to be nice. You got to be, you know, approachable, which can be difficult for some folks. You got to smile and greet the person like they're the greatest person on earth, and then try and sell them something. Now, some people find this hard to do, but what I found, what I do, and this helps, not only does this help with my selling, but it helps get people to my table, and that is, I dress up in a costume. I'm a cosplayer. I will get full head to toe in a costume, and people want to take pictures, and when they don't have money, that's what they'll do. Or it just, period. I'm just sorry. Anyway, people love to get pictures at these fucking things, and they put them all over the internet. So what you do is stand over by your table in a costume, people come get pictures with you, and then they've got your banner behind you, and so people can see who you are and what you're doing, and yada yada. Publicity, basically, is what it is. So that helps too. So just having fun, and some people in costume, you can play a character, you can act and have some fun with it. And so I highly encourage that to folks, because honestly, that's how I made the majority of my sales, was people came, like, hey, there's a person over there, I want to get a picture with him, hey, he's in a costume, and then they come over, and it's like, oh, hi, yeah, take a picture, oh, hey, look at our stuff, we got this and this going on, and put package deals together, you know, get two prints and two comics for this much, or whatever. Definitely try and boost it up, and just have fun with it, and if you can, because if you're in a costume, have like a friend with you that can help take money and take pictures and stuff. So that way you can do the sales and then they can take the cash. So have a friend you can trust, by the way. A friend you can trust. Yes. Now, there is a side of cons that some people don't know and don't realize. And it's been talked back and forth. Now, when I was a kid and I went to Comic Cons, it was just comics. It was just guys with tables of comics. There were some toys. There were some costumes. But it was just nerds and comics, man. There weren't any celebrities. There weren't any, you know, TV stars or Stan Lee or anyone coming by. None of that shit. It was just nerds with comic books. And then eventually it grew to like, oh, we'll have some comic book artists come out and they'll come and sign some things. And then it just got bigger and bigger from there. So, man, so you have this huge mesh of people coming into this place now, and you've got everyone from the hardcore nerds to just your average folk on the street and kids, and then you've got like cosplayers, and then you've got just it's just a mesh, a mecca, I would say. And so I would like to talk a little bit about it, because there was a comment that came out from the comic book writer Alan Moore, who wrote books like V for Vendetta, The Watchmen, and of course Batman's The Killing Joke, the most famous, which is being turned into a cartoon right now with Bruce Timm. Mentioned that last week. I'm just saying, excited about that. So let me go ahead and just kind of break down what he said, and it was this. He talked about how, you know, these cosplayers, you know, someone dressing up in a costume that's meant for a child and they're in their 30s or 40s, he referred to these people as emotionally subhuman. Now, of course, all comic readers took offense to this. Fuck you, Alan. You think you're a fucking grad dragon. Fuck you. Fuck you, bitch. You know, so everyone just got real pissed off. But I'm like, whoa, wait a minute. I get what he's saying. He's not basically saying this about everyone, but I get where he's going with this, and the reason I say that is because I've worked on con floors, and I know who he's talking about. He's talking about the nerds, the hardcore nerds. I'm not talking about like, oh, the person, he wears glasses, and he does HTML. No, I'm talking like lives with his parents, probably never kissed a girl, big squishy nose with zits, Coke bottle glasses, overbite, giant floppy ears, fucking nerd. That's what I'm talking about. And these guys exist in various forms all throughout. And they're at comic book stores and comic cons. These are the hardcore guys. And these guys, these is who I believe Alan Moore is talking about. Because there's a lot of normal people that come to comic cons now. You know, people you see at the grocery store. Oh, pardon me, sir, just getting the peanut butter. Busy store today. Oh, yeah. You know, normal average folk you'd kind of see around. Those folks come to comic cons too, and they bring their kids, and the kids in costumes, and they have fun. But these guys are nerds. These guys, oh my God. One of the things that I've had complications with them, because, you know, I'm like, hey, everybody's different. People are people, so why should it be? So I'm just like, whatever, buy something. but my thing is that my only complication with them is that they talk. They talk your fucking ear off. The moment they start a conversation with someone and you're talking back and forth, oh my God. And sometimes they'll talk to you because they don't have any money, or they're trying to get something for free, or they just don't get out much and don't have a lot of friends. And so they talk to you. Now, sometimes it's fine with this. You know, I don't mind hearing the entire history of Superman. That's cool. Fine. Hey, you might tell me something I don't know. Cool. But then, you've got some of these nerds that just don't know when to stop talking. And I'll tell you the story. This happened to me. I had one guy, this kid, talk to me for 3 hours about his high school. And he told me everything about his fucking high school. He told me where it was. He told me the square footage, how many students there were, how successful the football team and the basketball team was, and the chess team, and the size of the principal's pants. Just so much shit I would never possibly ever want to know. And this kid told me all of it. And when he's finally dying down from this three-hour lecture, because it wasn't a conversation, this guy just, all this shit, this three-hour talk about his high school, I'm like, okay. So I look at the kid, and I'm like, okay, well, when, obviously you like your high school a lot, that's great, but when do you graduate? And the kid looks at me, and he says, oh, I graduated 4 years ago. Motherfucker, oh, what? You need a girl, mate. I was just like, what the fuck? Who the fuck is... Like, when I left high school, I never looked back. I don't go to the reunions. I don't look up friends on Facebook. I don't do any of that shit. I'm like, that's in the past. Fuck it. I hated high school. It was a four-year soap opera that needed to be canceled, all right? Now that I know you can, like, do homeschooling or get your GED and shit, oh my God, I would have done that shit so fucking quick. I would have just gone and done that. And I'm not saying high school was terrible. I was a stoner kid. I was high for most of it, so I didn't really care. But I spent a lot of money on weed that I probably could have saved had I just gotten a job and had my own money and bought a lot more weed. But it's... It's like, oh my God. And so there are some serious nerds, and I think that's what Mr. Moore was... consider, you know, talking about and referencing when he said that, you know, some Comic-Con people are emotionally subhuman. I get where he's at. Now, this is the other thing that I've noticed about the whole about going to Comic-Cons, and that's cosplayers. Now, you get a variety of cosplayers, okay? Because everyone, when you hear cosplayers, a lot of people automatically think of, like, girls in these slutty outfits and stuff. And I will admit that the majority of female characters are the outfits look like they were for a stripper. And I'll do a whole podcast about sexism in comics later on. So when people wear these costumes, they're very revealing and yada, yada, yada. So what happens is... folks, you know, it's, you get this variety, because here's the thing, you're going to get some cosplayers that are completely dedicated. I mean, these people make their own costumes, the stuff is, everything is perfect down to the detail, head to toe, absolute. I saw this one guy, he was Big Daddy from the Biohazard games, holy shit, and he had, like, his girlfriend, who was kind of short, dress up as one of the little, you know what I'm talking about? Like, holy fucking shit, it was, like, awesome. It was fucking awesome. Those are, like, I call them the super cosplayers, because they have way more time and way more energy and way more effort than anyone else I ever fucking knew. This one chick did a female RoboCop outfit. Fucking awesome. It was just fucking awesome. This one guy did, he was the Penguin from Batman Returns. Holy shit. I was like, did Danny DeVito come to this motherfucker? Like, it was that good. So those are super cosplayers, and honestly, not all of them are wearing these skimpy outfits, and a lot of the girls will honestly alter the outfits. Now that brings me to the second kind of cosplayer, which is the, I'm not sure if you should be a cosplayer. These are the people that wear, that will tend to wear costumes a little bit inappropriately, and I'm not talking about like, oh, that guy is overweight and he's wearing a skin-tight costume, so he shouldn't. No, I'm not talking about that guy. That guy's fine. He's fine as long as he's wearing the proper undergarments, okay? There are a lot of male cosplayers that tend to forget that you're supposed to wear underwear, all right? You remember that Tron guy on the internet from YouTube who took a picture of himself and you see his junk? That shit happens all the fucking time. Because these guys think they're fully covered and they're not. It's like, no, dude, I can see the outline of your dick as if it were a 3D model hanging outside of your fucking pants. It's like, I can see the skin color, motherfucker, okay? This is a problem. And so... I've met some various cosplayers that are just don't wear the costume correctly or well. I once met a guy wearing one of those cheap Superman costumes that kind of like is like split. It's like sewn in the center. So the guy's got kind of a male camel toe, like his testicles, one's on each side, perfectly split down the fucking center. Yeah, took a picture with that guy. It was just, so we have those kind of cosplayers where it's like, oh my god, this is like, no, you shouldn't, no, you guys, it's fine, you can wear the costume, it's fine, but you need to alter some things, because, I have seen some people, like, I saw this one girl, she was a bit heavy, and she was wearing, Black Widow costume, very skin tight, and so some people were like, I don't know about that, but I'm like, hey, she got a man, she knows what she's doing, and this is the other thing. Whenever I see cosplaying couples, you know they're going to fuck in those clothes. You know that they're going to go home in those costumes and get freaky and probably even put the movie on in the background. I guarantee fucking it. That also brings me, once again, talking about, there's some cosplayers, and this is what I like to call the it's-been-done cosplayer. These people tend to do the same costumes, or the over-the-top costumes, or the big costume, or whatever. Like, the most famous is the Princess Leia Iron Bikini costume. I have seen one or two, at least, at every single Comic-Con I've gone to. Some of the women wear it well, and some don't, but it's, to me, I think it's one of the most overused ones. I'm like, if you're going to be Leia, why not be, Leia from, Return of the Jedi, or be Leia from Empire or something? I mean, why have to go with that costume? Why not have her in the bodyguard or something? I don't know. It's up to you. But you have to understand that costume is very revealing. You have to do double-sided tape, and it's like, hey, the slightest gust of wind and everyone's going to see your junk. So you have a few mess-ups. So when you're at the con and you're meeting all these different people, you're making your sales, doing what you can, trying to get your stuff out there. Now, here's the thing that I'm going to tell you right now about Comic-Cons. Most Comic-Cons, you're going to have, Comic-Cons typically go 1 day to 3 days, okay? So I've been to the 1 day Comic-Cons. I've been to the really cheap Comic-Cons that are like coming out of a hotel and it's just badly advertised and it's not, 20 people, 50 people show up altogether. I've been to those, and they're one-day cons, and you don't usually make that much. Two-day cons, you can make pretty good money as long as it's on Saturday and Sunday. Because this is how it goes. If you're at a three-day con, which is a lot of what I work, they have a kickoff Friday night just for the early birds, okay? So you might make a little bit of money there, not much. Saturday, that's your money-making day. That's the day you're going to make the most cash possible. I've seen people make a ton of cash on Friday and not so much on Saturday. But for the majority, it's vice versa. Saturday is the biggest money-making day. Sunday is a fucking graveyard. I mean, hardly, you get the last bit, you'll definitely make some sales, definitely get rid of a few things, definitely move some merch, but it's not going to be anywhere near as busy as Saturday. Everyone typically comes out on Saturday, that's when it's packed, and I'm talking like, I was at a Comic-Con, it was at this one convention center, and they only had so many people they could allow in, and it was shoulder to shoulder, man. I mean, I left the table to go to another booth to say hi to my friend, and it took me 15 minutes. Like, it should take me no more than 3 to 5 to walk across this entire convention center, but it took me 15 minutes because of how thick the crowd was. Fucking Christ, it was enormous. And so That's how you can expect money-wise. If you're doing a smaller con, don't expect a whole lot. You should be able to make your money back from the table and your expenses, hopefully, and expect to slash your prices. If you're doing a big con, you 2 days, have reasonable prices, especially if you're a new guy, and, put stuff up, and really expect the big hit on Saturday. And Sunday, you may get another big hit, because if they don't have a Friday opening, some people will come out on the Sunday one. The 2 days, you should have a good amount both way across. If you're doing the 3 day, which is the long haul, that can be tough. But once again, biggest money maker is Saturday in the middle of the week. And then of course the big thing that you have to remember, and this is something you're going to hear about from other folks, and that's called con brain. Okay. And what that means is that you've just been working con, you've been selling, you're tired, you haven't eaten much, and you're just running. You're just going, constantly going. And eventually, by the time that it's done, and you've made a bunch of new friends, and you pack up all your crap, and load it out into your car, and get ready to go off for the day, and probably sign up and pay for the next con, you are literally just dead and dilapidated. Your mind is just fried. It's like you were awake the entire freaking time, the whole weekend. That's con brain. Expect to get it. And that's what life is like when you go and you work at a Comic-Con. And then, of course, you just want to do it all again because you meet more people and you have more friends and, hey, hopefully sell some stuff. So, that is all I have for tonight. I didn't want to, obviously want to make it too long, still trying to keep it short and still trying to keep it in here. So, but I wanted to thank everyone for coming out. And once again, the song I only have the rights to, this is Aaron Hyman with Steer Together. Please tune in next week on Friday for a brand new episode, brand new episode of the Comedic Cartoonist Podcast. Thanks for joining. Love ya.
Things are getting strange here. Zombies are drinking beer. People are living in fear. Can't seem to see too clear. And this boat would go a little more with the flow if we all just steer together. If we all just steer together. If we all just steer together. The tax man is asking for more, but people are still feeling poor. Gotta live in a tent, 'cause we can't pay the rent. Oh, what are we fighting for? Oh, what are we fighting for? Oh, what are we fighting for? And this boat would go a little more with the flow if we all just steer together. If we all just steer together. If we all just steer together. It's more a matter of the heart. Shouldn't look at what tears us apart. Don't wanna be left in the dark. We all just want a fair start. We all just want a fair start. All we want is a fair start. And this boat would go a little more with the flow if we all just steer together. If we all just steer together. If we all just steer together. We will rise and we will fall, but in the end, through it all, together, we can't stand tall. And this boat would go a little more with the flow if we all just steer together. If we all just steer together. If we all just steer together. That's no reason to give in. We gotta stay strong if we're gonna get along. Oh, you know we're all better than this. Oh, you know we're all better than this. You know damn well you're better than this. And this boat would go a little more with the flow if we all just steer together. If we all just steer together. If we all just steer together. And this boat would go a little more with the flow if we all just steer together. If we all just steer together. Or if we all just steer together.